The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi." A mu'min, true believer, is he from whose hands and tongue other Muslims are safe. Dear viewers, an ideal Muslim is the one who does not swear with his tongue, does not pass bad remarks about someone unless justified by Islam. An ideal Muslim does not backbite against anyone, does not label anyone as stupid, does not reveal others' faults, does not harm anyone, and refrains from hurting others' feelings. In addition, a Muslim abstains from physical violence and does not criticize anyone just for the sake of criticism. Whoever does not possess the qualities stated above, but instead hurts others in various ways, physically abuses others, signals with his eyes in a way that hurts others, and everyone is fed up with him, cannot be an ideal Muslim. His faith is weak in his heart, and he is very likely to be overpowered and deceived by Satan near his death. Satan might even swear him away from the true path. So he will be away from paradise and the path towards hell. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us refuge from such evil. On the other hand, if a Muslim has firm faith, has true love for Islam in his heart, has qualities and actions of piety, does not have the burden of violating the rights of others, then in that case, the deceptions of Satan will not affect him. With the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the strength of his faith will enhance. An angel will drive Satan away and safeguard the Muslim from his deceptions. Subhanallah. Thus, the Muslim will die with Iman. Satan will be disgusted and will yell and cry at his own failure. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.